It's been a bit of a journey, but Quinn Boshen is finally settling in on the Guelph Storm blue line. Bechesney, the Storm's first-round pick last year, was just coming out the other side of the rookie adjustment period in November when he broke his wrist playing at the World Under-17 Challenge. 2 months on the sideline delayed his progress, and he's now playing a lot, and playing in all situations. Boshen assisted on both Guelph goals Friday night as they fell 4-2 to the Erie Otters despite outshooting their opponent 38-17. He also had an assist in Thursday's road win in Peterborough. The guys were really supportive when I was hurt, and it helped me come back with a little more confidence. That's helping me and it's helping the team, said Boshen. It sucked, the timing of it, his injury, but I wouldn't trade that under 17 experience for anything. He agrees that the game is coming a little more naturally now, with reaction and instincts taking over as opposed to overthinking. I'm able to slow the game down a little bit more than what I was before and not overthink the game as much, but it's still a really fast game. Boshen said the recent struggles are taking its toll mentally. Guys are coming to the rink a little bit more down than usual. We've got to be a little bit more upbeat when we come to the rink, he said. Friday's loss was Guelph's eighth in its last 9 games. Badly outplayed in the first 2 periods and trailing 3-1, they showed some life in the third and made it a 1-goal game when Hunter McKenzie scored with 17:39 remaining in regulation. But opportunities were few and far between after that, even with the goalie pulled, and Erie iced it with an empty netter. Charlie Paquette had Guelph's other goal. Braden Gillespie was very solid for the second straight game in the Guelph net, and Jacob Gibbons, who came into the game with a 5.73 goals against average, made the big saves when he had to at the other end. Guelph went 0-for-4 on the power play against the second-worst penalty-killing team in the OL. Coach Chad Wiseman said fatigue played a role in Friday's game. The team spent over 7 hours on the bus Thursday, due to weather and traffic issues. I think we came out flat today. We didn't start on time, Wiseman said. I thought we got better as the game went on, but we weren't able to capitalize on special teams. Wiseman stated the obvious, the power play is sorely missing injured quarterback Michael Buckinger. We're asking forwards to be in uncomfortable positions and we're asking young players to be in roles that they're not accustomed to, Wiseman said. One of Erie's goals came shorthanded when Guelph had 5 forwards on the ice. Geff hosts the Sudbury Wolves on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m.